Congressman Paul also told me he will not be running again in 2012, which will likely disappoint this guy.
My name is Lawrence Lepard, although I go by Larry, and I live in Wellesley, Massachusetts.
Larry is an investment manager who took out two full-page ads in national newspapers like the New York Times.
The headline on that was, "Why did I spend $85,000 to support presidential candidate Ron Paul?" The byline was, "Because I care about my family and your family."
That's right. Larry spent about $85,000 on that ad. He knows what you're thinking.
Yeah, they think I was a nutcase, right? Well, you know, everybody has their own cause. Some people give to charity, and I've done that in the past. You know, everybody has something they believe in.
And Larry Lepard says now that his candidate is out, he'll vote for Barack Obama.
My name is Lou Rockwell. I'm editor of LouRockwell.com, a libertarian blog. And I live in Auburn, Alabama.
Lou's seen Ron Paul speak hundreds of times, but he didn't actually vote for him in the Alabama primary.
I remember seeing a bumper sticker when I was a kid, "Don't vote, it only encourages them." It's an act of obeisance to the regime, and I choose not to make that act.
The last time Lou voted, it was for Barry Goldwater back in the 1960s. His non-voting support for Ron Paul was never about electing him president.
Yeah, he's an ideological leader. He's a leader to change the philosophy of government in this country. That's what I care about, not how many votes he got in the Montana primary.
And finally, there's that band that put together the Ron Paul reggae song.
Ron Paul, get up and run for us all. Mr. President, Mr. Ron Paul, Paul.
They're the Three Shoes Posse in Austin, Texas. Here's band member Jerry Stevens.
The style of music is perhaps not his choice.
Jerry liked how Ron Paul attracted such a broad range of supporters, reggae musicians to investment bankers. It's the reason he's not jumping on any other candidate's bandwagon in November.
I'll write his name in. I mean, George Washington didn't want to run for president either. He didn't want the job, but people said, "Sorry, bub, it's you."
And it's never really over for Ron Paul. He still has a job as congressman of the 14th District in Texas. He's running unopposed for that spot this fall.
Ron Paul is here.
Defending liberty.
Make your vote for him, Lord, next year.